Okay. Now that we're out here, where should we start?
We don't have a lot of details about our prey. It makes tracking it that much more difficult.
Tell me about it. Do you think we have enough hardware?
Between my battle axe, Lajit's sword, and your M16, I think we have the bases covered, sir.
Unless you were really in wanting a launcher of rockets.
Well, it's my first time troll hunting.
You get
it is a threat to get used to.
I beg your pardon?
Oi! You there! Stop where you are!
Great.
I think it would be best if you concealed your weapons, sir.
Where? Wait, where'd yours go?
The art of concealment is a useful skill, and a dangerous weapon.
Fine, don't tell me, but stick this wherever you put yours.
The three of you, put your hands up here where I can see them.
Is there a problem, officer?
Like you're pulling my leg, gang. Didn't you know not to be sneaking around the woods when there's a manhunt on?
We've come to offer our assistance, Constable, to help look for the missing boy.
Oh, have you now? And what's to convince me that you aren't all the kidnappers, then?
The absence of a child should work in our favor.
A Yank, a fancy pants, and a Hindu walking around in the forest together, and I'm supposed to believe that you're here to help. Now what kind of fool do you take me for?
A fancy pants?
What kind would you prefer?
Is he calling me a fancy pants?
You are quite dapper in your three-piece suit. A true gentleman's gentleman.
I should still rip off his arms.
Now what kind of bloody fool is this? Off of the motorbike, real slow-like, missy.
These men are with me, officer.
Well then, that just fixes up everything then, doesn't it? Except, of course, you know, who the blazes are you?
Oh, right. Lindsay Caparelli, the American voice.
Isn't that special? Except for two things, little miss.
Oh?
One, these wankers didn't say nothing about being the press. Two, this ain't the colonies, so your Second Amendment don't hold any weight around here. Here, you have to actually prove your accusations before you print them.
Oh, I wonder if our British counterpart, the Inquisitor, would like to get their hands on that quote.
The Inquisitor? Oh, you associated with that rag. Wait a minute, I remember. Page 3, girlie. Yeah, the little black rubber number. I didn't recognize you with all the clothes on.
We're owned by the same company. They have branches all over the world. And, from what I've heard, the Inquisitor has sued the authorities for far less.
You don't have enough sway to pull that off.
Are you willing to bet several years' salary on that?
Especially seeing as we're just here to help?
You stay out of the way of the authorities. If you see anything useful, let one of us know right away. Right?
Yes, sir.
Many thanks for your kindness and understanding.
What do you think you're doing here?
Apparently, bailing your butts out of trouble.
We could have handled it.
Of course, you could have.
How did you get away from Master Heinrich?
It would be very, very unwise to damage the Mister's motorbike.
That belongs to the old man. He was the first vehicle I found.
You need to go back. If Grandpa's right, this is going to be dangerous.
And Mr. Playboy is so much more adept at handling danger than little old me.
Master Derek is trained in 6 different forms of unarmed combat, 12 armed, and is also a skilled marksman.
I didn't read that in his bio.
Never really saw it as something the press needed to know about. How about you?
I've pepper sprayed 3 muggers and know how to shove my way to the front of a press junket.
Not exactly the same.
That's what you think. Listen, either I stick around and help, or I go immediately back to my paper and file this story with the information I have, and what I can make up between here and there.
No one will believe it.
You forget our readership. They thrive on stuff like this.
Mr. Derek, I see the creature's trail.
Where? I don't see anything.
Doesn't matter. I see it. Over here. Come quickly.
Let's go, boss man. The game is afoot.
You aren't Sherlock Holmes, and I'm certainly not your Watson.
We are getting closer.
How can you tell?
The trail. It gets warmer. What
trail? I haven't seen a trail yet.
There is more to see than what your eyes perceive.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
It means that things aren't always as they appear. We're going to get busy quickly, so get ready.
What is that?
It looks like a third-level trail.
we deal with today was around long before Tolkien and Lewis were exposed to the realms.
What's it doing?
Eating.
The boy?
I see him. He's tied to one of those trees on the right.
Ajit and I should approach the beast.
You three go for the kid. I'll handle the troll.
You're just gonna shoot it?
What would you prefer? Arm wrestling for dominance?
It's a living creature!
It's a monster from another dimension that's kidnapped a child. If it were human, I'd make sure it gets its day in court. But a rabid animal gets put down, period.
But that's not humane.
I save my humanity for humans. If you don't like it, you know the direction we came from. Go back to the bike and leave. If you want to help, go help with the kid. A friendly face will probably go a lot farther in calming him down than two men with medieval weaponry. When a 300-pound troll is charging you, you make sure the first shot counts.
Very true. What happened then?
The reporter and Ajit took the kid back to the authorities while Jeremy and I disposed of the body. Then we stopped by the plane for a change of clothes and showers. I didn't think troll blood would smell so bad or splatter that much. I'm kind of surprised they didn't beat us back here.
They probably have a lot of questions to answer.
I had hoped they'd just drop the kid off where the cops could find him.
Ajit wouldn't just drop him off if the child was still in a panic.
And that doesn't even account for if the kid was actually cognitive enough to talk about what happened.
Exactly.
Are they all going to be like this? Is it always going to be this weird?
Not all the time, but it's going to be something you'll need to deal with on occasion. That's why I've developed the network.
The network?
Throughout my travels and those of your father's, we've made several enemies, but even more friends. Those friends have made contacts, and all of them have agreed to notify me if something odd occurs. Now, I'm transferring those contacts to you.
I'm not going to sacrifice hunting for Mom and Dad to go ghoul hunting at the drop of a hat.
I'm not going to ask you to, my boy. These contacts can also help you in your hunt, letting you know of any sightings or information in the case. Plus, wherever you go and whatever you do, you'll find that you will have a friendly face waiting for you there.
How often do you think I'm going to get called in like this?
More often than you'll like, but not as often as you'll grow to expect. And it's not always going to be as easy as this one. Not all creatures can be handled with a bullet through the brain, if you can figure out where the brain is. That's why I want you to take Ajit with you.
Ajit?
You called for me, Mr. Derek?
What's she doing here?
In case you forgot, you're my ride.
Only because you were a stowaway.
Technicalities.
She called her American publishers while I was being questioned.
Great. Well, fortunately it's a rag, so it shouldn't do too much harm. The story can go right beside the weekly reporting of the Loch Ness summer home in the New York sewers.
We're a scandal rag, not some sleazy tabloid.
There's a difference?
Of course there's a...
Geist.
Derek, it's Walter.
I know. Caller ID, remember?
Right. Is Miss Caparelli with you?
Who?
The reporter from the American Voice.
Oh, her. Yeah, she's here for the moment. I'm debating what to do with her. Why?
You're gonna take her with you on your travels.
I don't think that was anywhere on my list of options, Walt.
It is now. She's your official photographer as of immediately.
What precisely makes you think that's gonna happen?
Because if you want to keep your plane and your travel expenses, they will be keeping tabs on you. When Miss Caparelli submitted her story to her editors, it shot up the line to us.
We own the American Voice?
It's one of our subsidiaries, yes.
Did you kill the story?
What?
Yes, but she's been assigned to you as your official photographer and liaison.
And if I say no?
Don't. The board is serious on this one.
What's this about killing my story?
Put her on the line and I'll bring her up to date.
I'm not happy about this.
You're not happy about a lot of things, but you've learned to adapt.
Here.
What's going on?
He'll explain it to you.
Hello?
As I was saying, I want you to take Ajit with you. He has many skills that will prove useful to you.
Like finding trails where there aren't any.
Among many others, my dear chap.
Wait, what?
As I told you in the park, there's more to see and to hear than your senses perceive.
What happened to your accent?
The way a person speaks can often make him invisible or underwhelming, allowing others to say and do things they would not normally do in the presence of a peer. Many people making big assumptions in the presence of a humble servant like Ajit.
So, you're encouraging stereotyping and profiling.
Sometimes you must use the tools that society hands you.
You don't think Jeremy can help me just as well?
Jeremy is very skilled, both as a helper and as a warrior, but Ajit's skills are of a wider variety.
I'm getting a lot of no-choice scenarios this evening.
I'm sorry, Derek, but sometimes the greater good needs to be put first, and sometimes we don't get many choices of how we do that.
I don't like the idea of you being left here on your own. I want to ask Jeremy to stay here and take care of you, while Ajit and I are out searching for the evils of the Nether Realms.
I'm sure that will be fine.
It'll be the first time I traveled without him in my life, but we only have so much room and I don't want to leave you without someone to help you.
I appreciate that, though I'm not as feeble as many people my age.
I'm not sure if I'm glad to have met you, or will come to dread it.
Why?
Well, I get to enjoy a raise and travel around the world, but most of the stuff I shoot isn't ever going to reach publication, which means my career is going to go directly into the toilet. If you don't get me killed first.
Well, not much either of us can do about that one. Looks like we're stuck with each other, whether we like it or not.
So, where to next?
We rest, regroup, then see where the adventure takes us.
Listening to The Adventures of Derek Geist, Episode 1, Horatio's Philosophy, starring, in order of appearance, Ryan Gilbert as Derek Geist, Doug Zeitlin as Ajit Singh, and April Sadowski as Lindsay Caparelli. This presentation also featured Oscar Hopeful as Jeremy the Butler, Lee Sands as Walter Weschler, Jim Caswell as Reporter Number 1, Ken Halloran as Reporter Number 2, Allie Whitting as Photographer Number 1, Allison Murphy as Reporter Number 3, Sam Smythe as Photographer Number 2, Steve Kane as Heinrich Geist, Matt Gulliver as The Anchorman, Louise Francis as Rowans, Eric Riva as Atkins, and Pete Nodded as The English Bobby. Derek Geist is a production and property of Timewell Electronic Recording Productions, copyright 2008. Horatio's Philosophy was written by Jim Caswell, edited by Andrea DeMisi, and mixed by Justin Bills. Music was composed and produced by Jason Fetter. This has been a Twerps Online presentation.